News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday, a critical situation unfolding as Israel's war on Hamas continues. While Israeli soldiers have been killed in battle, word now the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza is reportedly out of service. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, say terrorists have been operating in tunnels underneath these medical facilities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says hundreds of Hamas terrorists have been killed, the war starting as a result of the terrorist attack back on October 7th, where Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Jews at a music festival and at various kibbutzes, setting homes on fire. Approximately 240 people, mostly Israelis, kidnapped. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, calling for a ceasefire.
I think this is the only solution we have, this ceasefire. Because it's impossible to explain we want to fight against terrorism by killing innocent people.
Pro-Palestinian rallies being held around the world this weekend, with one held outside the home of President Biden in Delaware. A massive industrial fire to tell you about at a storage yard, shutting down a freeway in Los Angeles, the I-10. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency. Other headlines now from around the world. A town in southwest Iceland evacuated as the area braces for a volcanic eruption. And in Acapulco, Mexico, a trash crisis in the aftermath of Hurricane Otis. Massive piles of garbage more than 2 weeks after the storm. Recovery efforts underway, but the smell of garbage permeating the air. 10,000 Mexican National Guard troops deployed to the area to help in the cleanup. More than $3 billion will be spent to build new hotels. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
In Texas, a police officer has been killed in the line of duty. Here's USA's Skip Kelly.
An Austin police officer was killed and another one wounded early Saturday morning responding to a hostage situation. The officer went to a house to free people being held and the suspect opened fire. The suspect was shot and killed at the scene. Two hostages were found dead, a third escaped, and another injured officer is expected to recover.
As we continue our coverage of the war in the Middle East, reaction now from two former presidents, George W. Bush and former President Donald Trump, both men weighing in on developments in separate interviews. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out. You're probably going to have to let it play out.
He asserted that under his administration's firm approach toward Iran, the conflict wouldn't have erupted. Former President George W. Bush also expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that in his view, one side is guilty and it's not Israel.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.